Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
So what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
So in the scope of the universe, in the scope of this universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, January 23rd, 2016. We're glad you joined us here on the Block Talk radio station. This is MG. I'm joined each and every week by the capable and funny. It's Gigi. How you doing, Gigi?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right. Well, wherever you're joining us, if you're up there in the Northeast, in the Mid-Atlantic, you got a snowstorm going up there. Everybody be safe. It's a little cold and windy down here in Florida, but no snow, of course. Glad you joined us here today on a Saturday. Let's get some business out of the way. Telephone number to get in to the show, 619-393-6728. You can hit the 1 button if you want to get on the air. We're also in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. I'm in there. Frank McGann's in there. And he's having a little problem with the sound, but he logged out and he came back in, and everything is seems to be working good. So before you go, brother, I know you go. I want to say the Tuesday, the 26th. We got two birthdays coming up, the 26th. My good friend Frank McGann, one of our most loyal listeners, his birthday on Tuesday, the 26th. So Frank, happy birthday from the 2Gs. Can't be childhood friends. No matter what the distance is or the time that goes by, you need certain people in life that you just will be friends with for life. I got about 3-4 of those. Frank McGann is one of them. And of course, our co-host, Gigi. 26th, he'll be 60. I don't know if I should give the age. A 60. Doesn't even look it. His birthday. So, Gigi, I want to say happy birthday to you and to Frank McGann.
Well, I want to say happy birthday to Frank McGann also, a real loyal listener and a longtime friend. So happy birthday. And, brother, I mean, you didn't have to say like that 60. I mean, you know what I mean? You could have said it a little under your breath, you know, because I had a little respect when your birthday came around. I didn't really, you know, say it like that 60. I mean, you know. But thanks for the shout out there, bro. Appreciate it. Anyway.
You're welcome, brother.
As you know, I mean, recently, I don't know what's going on, but recently we've been losing a lot of musicians. Of course, last week, you know, with David Bowie and everything. But we also lost a couple this week. One was Dale Griffin, and he was a drummer. And in case nobody remembers, let's give a little taste of the band and the music that he was in. Everybody would know is this one right here. Griffin, and he was the drummer for Mata Hoople and also the drummer of David Bowie. But I also want to mention this next guy, another great music genius. One of the best bands. He was a member of one of the best bands, a co-founder. Of course, I'm talking about the great Glenn Frey. Let's listen to some of this.
Love singing with other people and finding harmony parts and blending, coming in at the same time, scooping, cutting off right, and you know, it's really is a lot of fun.
Oh,
things that Glenn Frey was in, and of course, one of the great songs of all time. I'd like to dedicate this song to my songwriter. Hotel California. Glenn Frey, who passed away at the age of 67, truly a musical genius, and our condolences go out to the Griffin family and to the Glenn Frey family and all the music, all the Eagle fans.
All right, well, yeah, the Eagles, I love the band, and Glenn Frey was always my favorite Eagle, always. Don Henley, most people know him, but Glenn Frey is my favorite. So, all right, brother, let's move on here. Big news in the last week or so. I don't know if you heard this. The Oscars came out with their nominations, and I don't really follow the Oscars too much. But, of course, now some of these black artists, actors are coming out saying they want to boycott the Oscars because it's not there's not enough African Americans being nominated. Now, I have an opinion on this before I start, but I have to preface my comment by saying I am not a racist, neither are you. I know that. I have been friends with people from all races, different people. I don't care who you are, what you look like, what you choose to live. Our parents didn't raise us like that. But this is getting a little ridiculous with some of the black African Americans. Okay? They have the BET Awards. You know, you hear the BET Awards, Black Entertainment Television?
Yeah.
They got that. We don't have the WET. If you had the WET, White Entertainment Awards, forget it, the uproar. I mean, there's been affirmative action that we've done, okay? We elected a black president. The attorney general is black. We have this Black Lives Matter, okay? Yeah, America is not perfect. We've made mistakes, but we correct it. The Civil War, we went through that. The Civil Rights Movement, okay? There are racist people in the country, and there's racist people in the world. But to say America in 2015 is a racist country is ridiculous, okay? But some statistics. The NFL is 68% black, okay? The NBA, 74% black. That's fine. No one says anything, okay? There have only been two white NBA MVPs in the last 30 years. Only two. No one stands up and says, oh, what's going on here? Why are all the black people being the MVP? Well, because they're the best players. That's why. Most of the people who win the award are black, and they're the best players in the world. Okay, brother? Now, let's go back to the Oscars. Okay? Black in this country, brother, is 12.8% black this country. Let's look at this. The last 20 years, 10% supporting actors, 10%, have been black, winning. 20% have won Best Supporting Actress. 15% have won Best Actor. And 5% have won Best Actress. You add those four up, divide it by four, you get the 12.54. That's right on. Remember, 12.8 is a black population in America. The Oscars, 12.5. It's perfect representation, okay? Perfect. So I don't want to hear any of this nonsense of the Oscars, and we're going to boycott the Oscars, or we want to have an affirmative action. This country is supposed to be integrated, brother. That's what they fought for. Okay, we don't want segregation. Why is there BET? Why? No one says anything about that. So, but it just gets annoys me, brother, to no end's day with all this over and over and over again, brother. It just drives me crazy. Any thoughts on that, brother?
I mean, you said it perfectly. I mean, how am I going to top that? But you got to understand that Hollywood, I think out of all of them, I mean, Hollywood is probably the one place where, I mean, they've come out in front of everything, you know. They come out in front of the gay liberation, you know, everything. I don't think overall in Hollywood they have a, you know, racist bonus about it. You want to get nominated for an Oscar, make better pictures.
Thank you.
Okay? They weren't that good this year, okay?
Thank you.
The only snub that I saw, I didn't see the other movies, I don't know, was Will Smith in Concussion. But maybe the other ones were better, okay? The only thing I can say is if you want to get in an Oscar, act better, make better movies. That's all. I mean, it is ridiculous that as soon as they don't have their way or something, you know, they want to boycott, you know what I mean? I mean, even the head of the Oscars is black, and they got a black host. And, I mean, you know, this year, these movies were the best. People who watched them, and that's how they voted. I don't think they voted because it was a white or a black.
No.
They voted
who
was the best this year, and this is what they came up with. Yes, so enjoy.
I agree with Matthew. Again, there's a lot of black people coming out, you know, against this, which is great. And again, I'm not prejudiced, either of you. It's a fringe people out there. And let me say this, too, about Will Smith and his wife. They're millionaires, brother. Millionaires. Millionaires. Do you think all the money they got from the movies they've made had just come from black people? I've watched movies from Will Smith and his wife. I've actually got them with the wife in there. I've watched Will Smith movies. I put my money into it. I don't say because they're black I'm not going to watch it. It's ridiculous. It just drives you nuts. And then you look at Oprah Winfrey, whatever her stupid name. What's her name, brother? That stupid, I can't even say her name.
Oprah Winfrey.
I can't stand her, but she's made billions of dollars. It's not just from black people. White people love her, too. They made billions of dollars. So to say if you work hard in this country and you have a talent and you work hard, I don't care if you're black, whatever you are, you can make it in this country. This is not the 1860s during the Civil War, even the 1950s and the 60s. It was. I agree. It wasn't great. We corrected that. And this country is not racist. I don't know if the Oscars are racist. I just told you they're right in the percentage right there. So it just drives me crazy. I know it's a tough topic, but it just drives me nuts. Could you imagine we had WET television?
I know. Well, they have the BET, you know. I don't care what they have. You know, they can have all they want. They can have, you know, they have their own month, yeah. February. They have Black History Month. That's fine. You know, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
Okay. I don't, you know, I mean, when I watch a movie, I don't go up there and say that guy's black. You know what I mean? I watch the movie and watch the performances, the good performances.
Exactly.
I don't go to a movie because white or Spanish. You know, I watch it because it's a good movie. That's simple. Very simple.
Exactly. And real quick, before we end this topic, and I believe most Americans are like that. Again, you're going to have racist people in this country. There are racist people, black, white, Asian. But the fact that these make millions of dollars, and Oprah Winfrey, the fact that these people make millions of dollars, it's not just black people going to see their movies. It's every nationality. It's a good movie, and people will watch it. They'll spend their money on it. This is America, and America is not a racist country. Done. All right, brother. I get that out of there. Let's talk about a little about football, or you want to talk about the firing? It's Cleveland coach. Spin the wheel. Want to talk NFL football, or you want to talk a little about this firing in Cleveland?
Yeah, let's say something about this Cleveland thing, and then LeBron James. He didn't know. You know. If you're a journalist, stop with be a good journalist and a reporter. Stop with the nonsense that LeBron didn't know nothing about it. He's the number one reason why they got rid of him. He didn't like him from the beginning. He disrespected this guy. You know, what kind of leader is this? You know what I'm saying? This is sometimes why I hate LeBron James. I mean, great player, but, you know, the coach will make a play, and he'll tell the players don't even listen to him. You know, that's showing disrespect to the coach and everything. You know, I'm the main man and everything, you know. So why don't you just come out and say that, you know about it. You know the reason why he's gone. You didn't like him. It didn't work out between you two. That's fine, you know. You want to say that, but stop lying to us. We're not dumb. We know what's going on.
Exactly, brother. I mean, this coach was hired, before LeBron got there. I mean, it was supposed to be Wiggins was going to be the rookie. You know, they had Irving or Kyrie Irving. He never had NBA experience, but he came over. He was coach of the team, and then LeBron came. I mean, they went to the finals last year, and they would have won if they were healthy, in my opinion. Now, even though they got beat by Golden State twice this year, I'm still saying Cleveland could have won that series last year, healthy. And then they have one of the best records in the East. So maybe you were right when I asked that question about coaching. Does it make a difference? Maybe in the NBA it doesn't. But you're right. This says a lot about LeBron James. Greatest player, in basketball right now. I mean, Curry can make an argument for that. But you're right. This was LeBron James. And now I'm rooting against them. I thought I was rooting for them. Now I'm going against them. I mean, you drive me crazy.
Yeah, they make you hate them. You know what I mean? They make you hate them. I mean, when this guy came in the league, he coached, okay, not in the NBA, but he has 22 years coaching. He knows how to coach. Okay? But if you don't have your main star with you, you have no shot. You have no shot, of staying on if your main dude doesn't respect you or anything, So I'm sure he'll get another job somewhere,
Yeah.
And now I hope, they got this this new guy coming in, and I hope they start losing some games. They start losing some games.
And another thing to say is in Miami, he had a rookie coach there, but as a general manager, you see. So he had a lot of leverage in there, Pat Riley. He has one of the few people that's not going to – he's not going to cave in to LeBron. So I think that's why, it worked in Miami with a rookie coach there. And then they had Wade, who already won a title already. So a little different. But this Cleveland thing, this is why Cleveland doesn't win anything. The city is dysfunctional. I feel bad for the fans there. I mean, the Browns, the Indians – I mean, it's just a disaster over there. But you're right. I hope they start losing some games. Let San Antonio win again. I'm so over it. All right, let's move to football. We have four teams left. Go Frank, your Steelers. He said they played good but came up short. Yeah, they did. I'm kind of happy in a sense, though, after what happened with Cincinnati. There's four teams left, brother. I'm going to give you my order of the teams I want to win. One is the one I want to win the most. Arizona, let Carson Palmer get a Super Bowl. I have nothing against Arizona. Number two, Cam Newton doesn't bother me. He may bother some people. I love the coach, Rivera. And then three, Denver. And the last one is New England. I don't want them to win. But I'm predicting New England, Carolina Super Bowl. Your thoughts?
Brother, I can't believe it. For the first time when we were talking, I think we agree on all the teams. I mean, that's my order, too, Arizona. I mean, they don't have anybody, there's no fans around here who annoy me, and everything. Not like the Patriot fans. There are a few Denver fans around here. But I don't really see any Arizona fans. So if they win, let them win, But, Cam Newton, he doesn't bother me either. I mean, when they let him celebrate, if you don't want him to celebrate, stop. Of course, Denver, and I can't stand. I can't stand the Patriots. And not only that, if they get in, they're gonna win. There's not a team out there. The only team that can beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl is our team, the Giants. Okay, so it's a shame that Pittsburgh didn't make it because I think overall, if they had all their guys, they would have been the better team.
Yes.
But what I find funny is that they win the game because of Cincinnati fumbles the ball and they take over. And then the following week, they fumble the ball and then they lose. It's funny how that works out, there, brother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, Arizona. Arizona and New England, I think, is going to be the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I'll say it again with Pittsburgh. If they were healthy, they're a team like Baltimore who would not shit their pants when they go to New England. You see, Peyton Manning can't do it. Cincinnati shit their pants. Kansas City play a decent game, but they can't win. Baltimore and Pittsburgh. They may lose in New England. They may lose, but they don't shit their pants when I go over there. But Pittsburgh was just too injured to do anything. So we disagree. You think it's Arizona and New England. I think it's going to be Carolina and New England. And we'll have to see what happens. As long as Brady doesn't win, we'll have to see what happens there. All right, brother. So we're getting to the end here. Got a few minutes left of the show. We'll be off next week. We'll be back the week after that. Any final thoughts here, brother? I mean, we're getting down to our 3 minutes left in the show. Anything else?
Well, first of all, I picked up a couple new shows. I don't know if anyone wants you. One is called The Colony. It's on USA.
Mm-hmm.
It's with this guy, Josh. He was I can't remember his name. He was in Lost. Good premise. They don't actually show you who took over the Earth or whatever, but it's just about people trying to survive in a world that's... To me, you don't see it, but it's probably aliens. You know, somebody took over, but you don't actually see it. But it's got a good premise where the husband's on one side of and then the wife is on the other side, and the husband doesn't know that. And I would recommend that show to somebody who wants to pick up a new show. It's called The Colony on USA. I think it's on Thursday at 10 o'clock.
All right. I don't watch Shades of Blue. There's so many shows. Frank said you're watching Shades of Blue. I don't watch that one. All right, brother, final thoughts.
Well, I want to thanks for the wish there, the birthday wish there, bro. I want to thank people who are listening around the world and wherever you are. And adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take it easy.
All right, well, Frank, happy birthday. Gigi, happy birthday. Frank is going down to Orlando on Wednesday. Have a good time. The weather should be a little warm. It was better than where you're at right now. Have a good, safe trip and fun. Also, Mom out there listening, and everybody else listening on demand or on the computer, we thank you. Keep listening. Tell your friends about us. So we'll be back in 2 weeks at our regular time. So for Gigi, this is NG. Good night, America. Hey, brother, I ended the show real early. It's still 90 seconds left. What the hell?
What'd you do?
I don't know. The clock on that damn thing is off there. I don't know why I go by that. Still 90 seconds left. Unbelievable. plenty of time left. This is the bloopers. This will make the bloopers.
Boy, you're killing me, man. You're really thrown in the towel. You're getting late here.
50 seconds. Either we're rushing off the air or we have 3 minutes left. But all right, everybody, we'll be back. This is the blooper reel. Keep listening to Dave. Why did it start over again?
What?
Hey, even Frank's laughing. Even Frank's laughing. Man, what
are
you going
home
again for?
Sing
it.
Are
we up?
I've been thinking a lot about the women,
the booze that I've been drinking,
you are so off.
Something is missing.
10 seconds.
From my experience.
Here we go.
I've been living life in a hotel.